Apparently, the cannabis is further processed to produce a lower grade of hashish by vigorous rubbing of the flowers between coarse mats of heavy wool or horsehair. The remainder of the cannabis flowers are ground up and used for ganja. It is hard to imagine that resin glands fall from the plants by gravity alone. There must have been at least light threshing of the dry plants to release the resin. Carpet collection is the second method that uses differences in particle size to manufacture hashish. There are many popular accounts from the early 1960s of sieved hashish made in Afghanistan by threshing dried cannabis flowers over carpets. The true meaning of threshing is the flailing or beating of the plant stems and husks to separate grain or seeds from the chaff. The term threshing is used here to describe resin powder collection because threshing so clearly describes the action which initially separates cannabis resin glands from plant matter. This technique was likely an outgrowth of threshing of dried cannabis plants to recover the seeds. On a cold, clear day, the dried flowered branches were placed on a knotted pile carpet and threshed to dislodge the resin glands. After all the plant matter was broken up, the debris was pushed back and forth lightly, and the resin fell into the pile of the carpet. A tightly knotted Central Asian silk or wool carpet with a medium-length stiff pile worked well. The powder collected in the carpet pile in the same way that fine sand collects in a doormat. After a short period of rubbing, the debris was brushed away and the seeds were recovered. The resin powder was then removed by inverting the carpet and beating. While this resin powder must have been quite crude, it would have contained many mature resin glands that would have been used for their euphoric properties. Carpet collection would be most affected in the dry, cold climate of Central Asia, Asian winter, and would not work at all in hot, humid weather.